Turn on the whole light. The whole room. The whole room. Yeah. Hello there.
Tere.
I know it's winter. We want some light.
Ma tean, et on talv, et me tahame valgust.
We hate darkness.
Me vihkame pimedust.
Now, let's go to... I want to speak about... let's go to Romans 1:16.
Lähme Rooma 1:16.
When we talk to about divine healing,
kui me räägime jumalikust tervenemisest,
it's a, in one way it's a difficult subject to talk about because a lot of people they don't feel they have enough faith.
Sest ühtepidi on siis sellest väga keeruline rääkida, sellepärast et inimesed ei leia endal siis olevat piisavalt seda usku.
When you get saved,
kui sa saad päästetud,
all it requires is to believe in Jesus Christ.
Kõik mida vaja siis on see, et uskuda Jeesusse Kristusesse.
And it's the same salvation and healing is the same thing.
Ja tervenimine ja siis pääste on sama asi.
There's no different, right?
Ei ole mingit vahet.
When Jesus died on the cross,
kui Jeesus suri risti peal,
took all our curses,
kõikide meie needuste eest,
all our sickness,
kõikide meie haiguste eest,
all our sins,
kõikide meie pattude eest.
And because of that we can believe.
Ja selle pärast me võime siis uskuda.
Now, and I know that since we are in like the northern countries,
ja me teame, et me oleme see need põhjariigid,
If I go to Italy,
kui ma lähen Itaaliasse,
it's easy for people to receive for miracles.
Siis neil on lihtne vastu võtta imesid.
Because they are brought up with the stories of the saints that does miracles, so they in their mindset they believe Jesus heals.
Sest nad on kuulnud palju lugusi siis pühakutest, kes tervendavad ja siis oma mõistused nad saavad siis uskuda ka Jeesust.
They don't know that Jesus saves because they have to work very hard on their religion.
Nad ei tea, et Jeesus päästa võib, selleks nad peavad siis, sest religioon on nendega palju vaeva näinud.
And that's why it's wonderful to preach in Italy because you preach the gospel, everybody wants to be saved.
Siis on tore rääkida Itaalias siis evangeeliumi, siis inimesed tahavad saada päästetud.
Because they all think they're going to burn in purgatory for thousands of years.
Siis nad arvavad, et nad lähevad siis purgatoriumis tuhanded aastad.
I tell them there is no purgatory, there's a heaven and a hell.
Aga ma räägin neile, et ei ole purgatoriumit, vaid on taevas ja on põrgu.
And you can believe in Jesus Christ now and you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Ja sa võid praegu uskuda Jeesusse Kristusesse ja võtada vastu kui oma päästja.
And also tonight.
Ja ka täna õhtul.
Now so I know some of you have a serious issues in your life.
Ma tean, et paljudel teist võivad olla väga suured probleemid elus.
It doesn't matter if you get recover or get a miracle.
Vaat ei ole, kas sa siis taastud sellest või siis saad mingi ime.
God wants to heal all.
Jumal tahab tervendada kõik.
And God wants to save all.
Ja Jumal tahab tervendada kõiki.
Because we can know.
Ja päästa kõiki.
We know.
Sest me teame.
Because God says,
sest Jumal ütleb,
I am your healer.
Et mina olen sinu tervendaja.
God has not changed, right?
Jumal ei ole muutnud.
God's name, he is Jehovah Rapha. He is the healer.
Jumala nimi on Jehovah Rapha, tema on tervendaja.
And we know that Jesus Christ,
ja me teame, et Jeesus Kristus,
same yesterday, today
on see sama eile, täna ja igavesti.
He does not change.
Ta ei muutu.
He's the same.
Ta on see sama.
Jesus is the same.
Jeesus on see sama.
He is the same.
Ta on
He's
see
alive
sama.
Today.
Ta on ka täna
he
elus.
Is the same.
Ta on see sama.
What did he do?
Mida ta tegi?
He went around and preached.
Ta käis ringi ja kuulutas Jumala kuningriiki.
And healed all.
Ja tervendas kõiki.
He healed all.
Ta tervendas kõiki.
So for sure we can know Jesus wants.
Kindlalt me võime teada, et Jeesus tervendab.
All, right? Not
tervendab
some.
Kõik. Ta ei tervenda mõned, ta tervendab kõik.
Save all.
Jeesus tahab päästa kõik.
He wants to heal all.
Ta tahab tervendada
and
kõik.
We have to pass that where
ja me peame
we
sealt edasi saama, me peame üle saama sellest oma mõistuses.
Healing is for me.
Et tervenemine on minu jaoks.
Right away, because he was in Israel, there were so many needs.
Kui ta oli Israelis, siis seal oli väga palju neid vajadusi.
He sent the 12 disciples out.
Ta saatis 12 jüngrit välja.
And the 70 disciples out.
Ja 70 saatis
and
välja.
He gave them authority.
Ja andis neile autoriteedi ja väe.
To heal all.
Et tervendada kõike.
What is all?
Mis on kõike?
It's all.
See on kõik.
It's you, right?
See on ka sina.
All is you.
Kõik on ka sina.
It is for you.
See on ka ka sinu jaoks.
And when Jesus died on the cross,
kui Jeesus suri risti peal,
he took away all the sin,
ta võttis ära kogu patu,
all the sickness,
kogu haiguse,
all the curses,
kogu kõik needused,
went to hell,
läks põrgusse,
rose up the third day,
tõusis kolmandal päeval ülesse,
and he said, all power is given to me.
Ja ta ütles, et kogu vägi on antud minule.
And then he sent the Holy Spirit.
Ja siis ta saatis püha vaimu.
And he said, go into the world,
ja ta ütles, mine sinna, mine maailma,
preach the gospel,
kuuluta evangeeliumi,
for all.
Kõikidele.
Tell them the good news.
Räägi neile head uudist.
It is for all.
Et see on kõikide jaoks.
Not some.
Mitte mõne.
Not those that have perfect faith.
Mitte nende jaoks, kellel on ideaalne usk.
But for all,
vaid kõigi,
the sinners,
nii patuste,
and the Christians,
ja ka kristlaste.
I mean, when it was when the Holy Spirit came, everybody was a sinner, right?
Kui püha vaim tuli, kõik olid ju patused.
Only when those who believed in Jesus got saved.
Ainult need, kes siis uskusid Jeesus, need said päästetud.
And everybody got healed on the Jesus ministry, they were all sinners.
Ja kõik, kes said siis Jeesuse evangeeliumi ajal, evangeelse töö ajal päästetud, olid patused.
Because he hadn't died on the cross yet.
Sest ta ei olnud veel ristil surnud ja patu ära.
So Peter and John goes up to the hour of the temple of prayer.
John ja Johannes ja Peetrus lähevad siis sinna templisse.
And Peter says,
ja Peetrus ütleb,
I don't have any money.
Ütleb sellel kerjusele, mul ei ole raha.
But what I have, I give unto you.
Aga mis mul on, seda ma annan sulle.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Rise up.
Tõuse üles.
And right away they want to worship Peter.
Ja koheselt nad tahtsid siis Peetrust ülistada.
They still want to worship Peter.
Nad ikka tahavad Peetrust ülistada.
But we only to worship Jesus.
Aga me peame ainult Jeesust ülistama.
And so Peter says,
nii et Peetrus ütleb siis,
it's not through my holiness that this man walks today.
See ei ole läbi minu siis pühaduse, et see inimene see praegu kõnnib.
It is through the one you crucified.
Vaid see on läbi selle, keda teie risti lõite.
Through his name.
See on läbi tema nime.
Whatever we command in the name of Jesus, it will happen.
Mis iganes me siis käsime Jeesuse nimel juhtuda, see juhtub.
God will do.
Jumal teeb seda.
Then Mark 16.
See Markuse 16.
He commanded the church.
Ta käskis kogudust, minge maailma, kuulutage evangeeliumi, seda head uudist ja kõik, kes uskusid, need saavad päästetud.
Cast out devils.
Ajaga välja kurjad vaimud.
And heal the sick.
Ja tervendage haiged.
Jesus has not changed.
Jeesus ei ole muutunud.
This is a command to you and me.
See on käsk sinule ja minule.
This is five very good reasons to receive.
Need on viis väga head põhjust, kuidas vastu võtta.
Right?
Miks vastu võtta?
You can't deny that this is not in the Bible.
Sa ei saa eirata seda, et see on Biiblis.
You might have the question.
Sul võib olla küsimus.
Why doesn't it work for me?
Miks see minu jaoks ei tööta?
Throw that question away.
Viska see küsimus ära.
Just believe.
Lihtsalt usu.
Release your faith to God.
Ava oma siis usk Jumalale.
Now let's go to Lucas 4:18.
Läheme Luukase 4:18.
Now so many people they pray, they don't receive, they get disappointed.
Paljud siis paluvad ja nad ei saa ja siis nad pettuvad.
Instead of having another mindset.
Siis selle asemel, et neil võiks saada hoopis uue mõtte maailma.
I pray.
Ma palvetan.
And I recover.
Ja ma taastun.
Healing is working in me.
Tervenimine töötab minu sees.
Instead of this northern mindset, I pray nothing happen.
Mitte nagu see siis põhjamaale omane mõttemaailm, et ma palvetan ja midagi ei juhtu.
I think a lot of the miracles I received in my life, they
paljud imed minu elus, mis ma olen saanud.
They didn't happen right away.
Nad ei juhtunud kohe.
I got free more and more.
Ma sain vabaks aina samsamult.
Because I believed.
Sest ma uskusin,
by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed.
Et Jeesuse vermete läbi olen mina terveks and.
So when we talk about these subjects,
kui me räägime nendest asjadest,
we don't attack doctors, nurses, dentists, all these things, right?
Siis me ei ole arstide ja hambaarstide ja õdede vastu.
We are happy.
Me oleme rõõmsad nendele.
For whatever people do to help people, we are very happy.
Mis iganes nad teevad, et aidata teisi inimesi, me oleme väga rõõmsad selle kõige üle.
As long as it's not occult.
Peaasi, et see ei ole okultne.
Right, if people go to the witches, you get another problem.
Kui inimesed lähevad nõidaid juurde, siis ma võin kinnitada, et inimesed saavad uued probleemid.
But if you go to the doctor,
aga kui sa lähed arsti juurde,
you get medicine,
ja sa saad ravimit,
you still have to believe that Jesus is the healer.
Siis sa pead ikkagi uskuma, et Jeesus on tervendaja.
Right, even the doctor gives you the medicine.
Mis siis, et arst annab sulle selle ravimi.
But no medicine heals, it just works in your body and your body get healed. It helps the body to heal itself.
Et rohi ise ei aita sul, rohi ise ei tervenda sind, vaid see annab su kehale siis selle võime, et terveneda.
So we are not against these things, right?
Me ei ole nende asjade vastu.
We don't tell people don't go to the doctor, don't eat medicine.
Me ei ütle inimestele, et ärge sööge rohtuse järge minge arstide juurde.
But eat God's medicine.
Vaid sööge Jumala rohtus.
At the same time.
Selle samal ajal.
Believe God at the same time.
Uskuge Jumalat samal ajal.
Right? Put your faith in God.
Pange oma usk Jumalasse.
Put your faith in the word of God, right?
Pange oma usk Jumala sõnasse.
Now let's go to Luke 4:18.
Läheme Luuka 4:18.
Jesus has just been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Jeesus on just siis ristitud püha vaimus.
And we go to verse 14.
Ja me läheme salm 14.
Then Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit in to Galilee.
Jeesus tuli vaimu väest tagasi Galileasse.
And news of him went out through the whole surrounding region, and he taught in the synagogues and was glorified by all.
Ja kuuldus temast levis kogu ümbruskonda ja ta õpetas nende sünagoogides ja kõik austasid teda.
So he went first to Galilee.
Et ta läks Galileasse.
Many miracles.
Ja suured vägevad imed.
So he came to Nazareth.
Ja siis ta läks Nazareti.
Where he was brought up.
Kus ta oli üles kasvanud.
And his custom he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up and read.
Ja läks oma harjumist mööda hingamispäeval sünagoogi ja kui ta tõusis lugema.
Right, so he's very happy.
Siis ta on väga rõõmus.
Come to his own people.
Tuleb oma rahva juurde siis.
I have good news.
Mul on head uudised.
I am full of the Holy Spirit.
Ma olen püha vaimu täis.
Right, and he handled the book. The prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book that was found to him, he placed that where it was written.
Ja siis anti ta kätte prohveti Jesaja raamat, ta rullis raamatu lahti ja leidis koha, kuhu oli kirjutatud.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Issanda vaim on minu peal.
Because he has anointed me.
See pärast on ta mind salvinud.
To preach the gospel for the poor.
Ta on mind läkitanud kuulutama vaestele rõõmusõnumit.
That they should be poor no more.
Et nad ei peaks enam vaesed olema.
That's good news, right?
See on ju hea uudis, kas see on nii?
Send me to heal the broken heart.
Kuulutame vangidele vabaks laskmist.
That they should not be hurt on the inside.
Et inimesed ei peaks olema seest katkised.
To proclaim liberty for the captive.
Ja nüüd oli see, et vangidele vabaks laskmist.
That everybody should be free.
Et kõik oleks vabad ja ennem oli see, et
rõhututele vabad. God doesn't want us to be bound by anything.
Et Jumal ei taha, et me oleks kuidagigi seotud.
And recover your sight to the blind.
Ja kuulutame pimedatele nägemist.
Healing from physical sickness.
Ehk siis tervendama füüsilisest haigusest.
Set liberty those who are oppressed.
Vabastama neid, kes on siis rõhutud.
What is oppression?
Mis on siis rõhumine?
Oppression is what you have in Estonia.
Rõhumine on see, mis teil on Eestis.
Scandinavia.
Skandinaavias.
The same oppression.
Sama siis see rõhumine.
It kills you.
See tapab sind.
It's demonic.
See on demonlik.
It's satanic.
Saatanlik.
It makes you fall asleep.
See paneb sind magama.
You die very slow.
Sa sured väga aegiselt.
You have no reaction.
Sul ei ole reaktsioonilse.
Only if people drink 1 liter of vodka, they react.
Inimesed joovad ainult 1 liitri vodkat ja...
There's something over the Scandinavian, the north, is an oppression. There is an oppression.
Üle Skandinaavia on siis siukene rõhumine.
And we are not the tail, but we are the head.
Ja aga meie ei ole siis see saba, me oleme pea.
We should be strong.
Me peaksime olema tugevad.
We should be bold.
Me peaksime olema julged.
We should not be depressed.
Me ei peaks olema siis depressioonis või maha surutud.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
It's very important what I say, right?
See on väga oluline, mis ma ütlen.
Because it's all over the Scandinavian area.
See on kogu üle Skandinaavia. Eriti siis...
Especially in the winter.
Eriti jõulude või selle talve ajal.
Right? Because there's no light, that's why we shut up all the lights so we all fall asleep, right?
Siis me paneme siin praegu tuled põlema, et keegi magama ei jääks.
But God is light.
Jumal on elu.
Not darkness.
Tema on valgus, mitte pimedus.
And I hate darkness.
Ja ma vihkan pimedust.
I love the light of God.
Ma arvastan Jumala valgust.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Then it says here, to proclaim acceptable year of the Lord.
Siis kuulutada Jumalale... Meile pärast aastat.
Right, it's finished.
Sest see on lõpetatud.
Jesus said it's finished.
Jeesus on ütelnud, et see on lõpetatud.
I paid the price.
Ma maksin võla ära.
You should have life.
Sul peaks olema elu.
Life more than abundantly.
Elu rohkem kui küll.
Not darkness, but light.
Mitte pimedust, vaid valgus.
Since we come from the same cultures, I understand What hinders us to receive?
Kuna me tuleme või samast kultuuri, siis ma tean, mis siis keelab meil asju vastu võtta.
Right, so if you look at Estonian children,
kui sa vaatad Eesti lapsi,
they're wild.
Nad on metsikud.
Right?
On nii.
Why do we suddenly lose our freedom?
Miks me kaotame oma vabaduse?
Why?
Miks?
Tradition.
Traditsioon.
What did Jesus come to do?
Mida on Jeesus tulnud tegema?
He stepped right into the world.
Ta astus maailma.
He destroyed the tradition.
Ja ta lihtsalt hävitas selle traditsiooni.
The Pharisees, the Sadducees was mad.
Variserid, saduserid olid pahased.
He came and destroyed the whole system.
Ja tema tuli lihtsalt hävitas kogu süsteemi.
He showed life.
Ta näitas elu.
Not bondage.
Mitte vangistust.
So then Jesus comes to his home church.
Nii et Jeesus tuleb siis oma kogudusse.
No, this is who do you think you are?
Ja nad küsivad, oot, mis, kes sina siis oled?
We know you.
Et me teame sinu.
Let's kill him.
Tapame ta ära.
It's always the same.
See on alati see sama.
The religious spirit wants to kill revival.
Religiooni vaim tahab siis tappa ärkamise.
But we are not under tradition.
Aga meie ei ole traditsioonis.
We are called for freedom.
Me oleme kutsutud vabadusele.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Okay. I would tell a story before going to the shop. Let's go to Mark.
Lähme Markuse 5 ja ma räägin ühe loo enne.
Now. So there's always faith involved. I have to decide life or death.
Sõjas on alati uskon alati sellega seotud. Ma pean otsustama.
Right?
Kas elu või surm.
What do I want?
Ma pean otsustama, mida ma tahan.
Repent and believe.
Paranda meelt ja usu.
That means turn away from darkness, turn to God.
See tähendab pööra eemale pimedusest, pööra Jumala poole ennast.
Receive life.
Sa võta vastu
not
elu.
Not darkness.
Mitte pimedust.
Now in Mark 5.
Markus 5.
Now so a brand new Christian.
Uhius kristlane.
They are always full of joy.
Nad on alati rõõmu täis.
They have joy.
Neil on rõõm.
They have no depression.
Neil ei ole siis depressiooni.
But they have joy.
Neil on rõõm.
They are full of the Holy Spirit.
Nad on püha vaimu täis.
They are full of joy.
Täis rõõmu.
But then we become Christianized.
Aga siis me muutume kristlikuks.
Baptized in concrete.
Ja meid nagu ristitakse betooni.
And all the joy goes away.
Ja kogu rõõm kaob.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
And that is not the spirit of God.
Ja see ei ole Jumala vaim.
And so we all have this battle, right?
Et meil kõigil on see lahing.
Because Jesus says,
Jeesus ütleb,
rejoice always.
Rõõmusta alati.
Again I say rejoice.
Jälle ma ütlen rõõmusta.
Oh, why should I rejoice?
Miks ma peaksin rõõmustama?
Yeah, because you're going to go to heaven. That's something to rejoice about.
Sellepärast sa peaksid rõõmustama.
We have to give thanks.
Peaksime annu tänu.
We have to rejoice.
Peame rõõmustama.
That the devil is defeated.
Et saatan on võidetud.
That Jesus is Lord.
Et Jeesus on isand.
We should never let the devil steal the joy, right?
Me peaks kunagi laskma saatanal varastada rõõmu.
No, you have to be so holy you lose all your joy.
Right? Ja sa pead olema nii püha, et sa kaotad kogu oma rõõmu ära.
Sure.
Ja, muidugi.
Maybe you really impress God with your own holiness.
Võib-olla sa tõesti saad kiidelda Jumala ees oma pühadusega.
It doesn't impress God anything.
Ei, see ei näita Jumalale midagi.
The only thing that impress God is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Ainus asi, mis Jumalale midagi tähendab, on Jeesuse veri.
And faith in Jesus Christ.
Ja usk Jeesusse Kristusesse.
That impress God.
See on see, mis Jumalale meeldib.
Right? We are not God, we have to trust him.
Ja me peame usaldama Jumalat.
Now, let me give you a story.
Ma räägin ühe loo.
I preach in Switzerland.
Ma siis kuulutan Sveitsis.
In an area where the Jesuits started their they had a castle in the old days, the Jesuits.
Jesuitidel oli siis üks kindlus seal vanal ajal.
And they fought the Reformation.
Ja nemad siis võitlesid reformatsiooni vastu vist.
And so this area is under darkness.
Ja see ala siis on pimedus all.
Because the Reformation never came here.
Sest Ja see, seal ei olnud reformatsiooni, siin ei ole jõudnud see.
Estonia received the reformation.
Eesti võttis siis reformatsiooni vastu.
Denmark received the reformation.
Taani võttis selle vastu.
It's an area of freedom.
See on siis vabaduse ala.
If you go to America,
kui sa lähed Ameerikasse,
when you land in America, you feel free.
Kui sa jõuad, kui sa sinna maandud, siis sa tunned ennast vabana.
Because there's a lot of Christians.
Siis seal on palju kristlaseid.
I remember when I came to Soviet Union.
Ma mäletan, et kui ma läksin siis Nõukogude liitu.
When I was smuggling Bibles into Soviet Union.
Kui ma smugeldasin biibleid sinna Nõukogude liitu.
I remember the atmosphere.
Siis ma mäletan seda atmosfääri.
It was not an atmosphere of freedom.
See ei olnud vabaduse atmosfäär.
It was an atmosphere of control.
See oli kontrolli atmosfäär.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
I hate communism.
Ma vihkan kommunismi.
And I have no clue why some young people like communism.
Ja mul pole aimugi, miks osad noored inimesed, miks neile see meeldib kommunism.
I have been traveling this communist country. I got totally delivered from communism.
Ma olen nendes, kui ma seal nendes kommunismi riikides olen reisinud, siis ma olen täielikult vabaks saanud kommunismist.
I like freedom.
Mulle meeldib vabadus.
We want freedom, right?
Me tahame vabadust.
And because Jesus come to give freedom.
Sest Jeesus on tulnud, et anda vabadust.
And he's a very nice capitalist.
Ja ta ütleb, et okei, okay, väga, väga hea kapitalist.
What?
Mida?
Yes, I give to the one who has.
Anna sellele, kellel on.
What?
Mida?
Yeah, it says in the Bible, right?
Et see ütleb, Biiblis ütleb nii.
Take from the one who don't have and give to the one who has.
Et võta sellel, kellel ei ole ja anna sellele, kellel on.
I mean, this is something the socialists really don't like.
See on see, mida, mille, mida sotsialistid väga, mis neile ei meeldi.
But it's the truth.
Aga see on tõde.
God says,
siis Jumal ütleb,
if you are faithful servant,
kui sa oled ustav,
you
tõeline,
will be honored.
Siis sind austatakse.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Right? We are brought up in nation.
Meid on,
who do you think you are? You're not better than me.
Meid on siis kasvatatud üles sellises ühiskonnas, kus on see, et ei, sina ei ole parem kui mina, istu maha.
You're nobody.
Sa ei ole mitte keegi.
Well, we are something, right?
Et me oleme siiski miski ju.
Every person is created in the image of God.
Iga inimene on tehtud Jumala näo järgi.
God wants to lift up all people.
Siis Jumal tahab tõsta kõrgeks kõik inimesed.
He wants you, he believes in you.
Ta usub sinusse.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Okay, so I was in this area.
Et ma olin siis sellel alal seal.
If I go to Neuchâtel, the church is 1,000 people. If I go to Neuchâtel,
et kui ma lähen siis sinna Neuchâtelli, siis seal on 1,000 liikmelised kogused.
The church is 1,000 people.
Ja, 1,000 liikmelised kogused.
Because they had reformation.
Sest neil on olnud reformatsioon seal.
Then I go to where I was preaching poetry, the church is maybe 150 people.
Siis kui ma lähen sinna teise kohta, siis seal võib olla 150 inimest kogudustes.
Why?
Miks?
Because reformation was not rooted.
Sest reformatsioon ei olnud seal oma juurt nagu suutnud saada seal.
Reformation brings us under an open heaven.
Toob siis meile avatud taeva.
That the price of Jesus is more than enough.
Et Jeesuse siis auhind, mis ta on annud, on siis meie jaoks piisav.
Okay, so I came there.
Et mina siis läksin sinna.
I start last year.
Eelmine aasta.
I have 10 meetings.
Mul on 10 siis kohtumist seal.
Because if you want things to happen.
Kui sa tahad, et asjad juhtuksid.
We have to give God time.
Siis me peame andma Jumalale aega.
God is not a hamburger stand, I tell you.
Jumal ei ole hamburgerpulka.
You know, you go in, give your order, okay, that's it.
Lähed sisse, annad oma siis tellimuse.
It's not like that, right?
See ei ole nii.
It's not that easy. It's easy to believe in Jesus.
See ei ole nagu nii lihtne.
It's not that easy.
On lihtne uskuda Jeesusse, aga mitte nii lihtne.
Because we have to release our faith.
Sest me peame vabastama oma usu.
In Jesus Christ.
Jeesus Kristuses.
In the healing revival.
Tervenemise ärkamisel.
They wouldn't pray for the sick before they had a healing Bible school for 1 week.
Nad ei palvetanud ennem haigete eest, kuni neil oli olnud nädal aega siis tervenemise koolitus nende haigetega.
Because then people would have faith.
Sest siis nendel inimestel on usku.
In John G. Lake's ministry.
John G. Lakey siis sellel teenistusajal.
He would pray for sick people 7 to 9 weeks in a row.
Ta palvetas haigete eest siis 6 kuni 9 nädalat järjest.
They wanted a result. They want a result.
Ja nad said siis tervendatud
they were not satisfied with a little bit, they want a totally result.
Nad ei olnud siis natukese paranemisega nõus, aga nad tahtsid täielikult
saada. But now in 2020 we think we are better Christians so we don't need to do this.
2020 me mõtleme, et me oleme paremad kristlased, me ei pea nii tegema.
We have to be like the old time Christian.
Me peame olema nii nagu vana aja kristlased olid.
That's where thing works.
Sest nii need asjad töötavad.
Now, so anyway.
Igatahes.
The first meetings.
Need esimesed koosolekud.
This is an area where the strong witches they are.
See on siis sellel alal, kus on tugevad nõiad olnud või on.
Like shamanism.
Nagu šamaanid on seal.
Like you have here shamanism.
Samamoodil on siin šamaane kindlasti.
And all occultism brings wrath.
Ja kogu siis okkultne süsteem toob viha.
Do not touch the occult.
Ära puutu nendesse okkultsetesse asjadesse.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
You know, we think people, they think they can play around with New Age without any effect. They are very deceived.
Inimesed arvavad, nad võivad selle New Age'i õpetusega siis mängida, aga nad on väga petetud sellel.
Jesus says, I am the way.
Jeesus ütleb, et mina olen tee.
I am the only way.
Ma olen ainus tee.
There is no other way.
Ei ole mingit teist teed.
Right. So I was out praying.
Nüüd ma siis palvetasin, väljas palvetamas.
And I was getting angry at the devil.
Ja ma sain väga vihaseks saatana peale.
I bind the work of the witchcraft.
Sidusin selle nõiduse töid seal.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
I commanded to bow.
Ma käskisin sellel põlvitada või.
I command all the demonic power to stop functioning in this area.
Käskisin kogu sellel demonlikul väel siis et see ei töötaks seal.
Because we have authority.
Sest meil on autoriteet.
And what happened?
Ja mis juhtus?
The next meeting.
Järgmine koosolek.
The number one witch came to the meeting.
Siis number üks nõid tuli sellele koosolekule.
Everybody knew him.
Kõik teasid teda.
He was a mighty healer.
Ta oli võimas tervendaja.
But I'm not a healer.
Aga mina ei ole tervendaja.
Jesus is the healer.
Jeesus on tervendaja.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
This is different, right? So he comes in.
Nüüd ta tuleb sisse siis.
He's a little guy.
Ta on väike, siuke lühike kutt.
But I could sense.
Aga ma tunnen. Tunnetan.
Look in the eyes, you could see the evil.
Vaatan silmadesse ja siis võin näha seda kurjus kohe seal.
So I preached.
Et ma siis jutlustasin.
I said, who wants to be saved?
Küsin, kes tahab saada päästetud?
He comes up.
Ta tuleb ette.
He's like a rock.
Ta on nagu kivi.
No emotions.
Ei ole mingid emotsioone.
There are many people, they say, they have said to me, when they are used by the demons to heal, they get sick themselves.
Paljud on siis rääkinud, et kui nad kasutavad demoneid, et tervendada, siis nad ise haigeks saanud selle asemel.
What a ministry.
On ikka tööna.
So, I said, what's your problem?
Küsin, mis on su probleem?
I have sugar diabetes.
Mul on siis suhkrutõbi.
I said, okay, in the name of Jesus.
Ma ütlen Jeesu nimel.
Be whole.
Sa terveks.
He was healed.
Ta sai terveks.
Next day another witch comes.
Järgmine nõid tuleb.
In the meetings.
Sellel nendel kohtumistel.
The people were screaming.
Inimesed karjusid.
Because they were full of devils.
Nad olid kurjus ja vaimetäid.
And they got healed.
Ja nad said terveks.
And they got full of joy.
Ja nad said rõõmu täis.
And we had a great time.
Ja meil oli väga hea aeg seal.
This year I came back.
Siis see aasta ma läksin tagasi.
The same pressure.
Sama rõhumine seal.
When pressure comes.
Kui see rõhumine tuleb.
You don't go under.
Siis sa ei lähe selle alla.
You go over.
Sa lähed üle selle.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
When you feel this heaviness, that's why I said put the light on, right?
Kui sa, no see pärast ma ütlesin, et paneme need tuleb põlema.
No, let's have it nice, a little candle, little dark.
Ei, võtame, oleme natukene vaikselt ja külla valgel siin.
No, I know the trick of the devil, right?
Ma tean saatana trikke.
Oh, it's Christmas.
On ju jõuluaeg.
Yeah, maybe it's Christmas, but in heaven it's victory all the time.
Võibolla on jõuluaeg, aga taevas on alati võiduaeg.
We have victory all the time.
Meil on võit kogu aeg.
So the same thing was there.
Eks sama asi oli seal.
Out praying.
Ma palvetasin.
And that's why the church has to pray.
Ja see pärast peab ka kogudus palvetama.
Must pray.
Kogudus peab palvetama.
We must bind the strong man.
Me peame siduma selle tugeva
mehe. We must release revival.
Me peame siis vabaks laskma selle ärkamise.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
We have the authority.
Meil on autoriteet.
We walk in the power of God.
Me oleme siis Jumala väes.
We are not in a club, we are the body of Christ.
Me ei ole mingi nõrguke, me oleme Jumala keha, me oleme Jeesuse keha.
God wants this city to be saved.
Jumal tahab, et see linn saaks pääsetud.
Everybody.
Et kõik.
All the children.
Kõik lapsed.
We take the children first.
Me võtame kõigepealt lapsed.
Because they're very easy to receive Jesus as the Lord.
Sest neil on väga lihtne vastu võtta Jeesust.
And before they go out and do all the troubles.
Teenem, kui nad hakkavad kõik oma pahandusi tegema.
But anyway.
Iga tahes.
So then, the meeting came.
Siis need kohtumised hakkasid pihta jälle.
This ex-witch came.
Siis see endine nõid tuli.
I asked them.
Ma küsisin.
I said, hello, how are you?
Et tere, kuidas läheb?
Okay, I'm fine.
Mul kõik korras.
Said very good.
See on väga hea.
Have you touched the witchcraft?
Kas sa oled siis nõidusega tegelenud veel?
No.
Ei.
Oh, very good.
Oh, väga hea.
So he sit there.
Et ta istus.
He had brought many people to the church.
Ta oli palju inimesi toonud kogudusse.
One lady comes to me.
Tuleb üks proua minu juurde.
She's a Muslim.
Ta on moslem.
She says.
Ta ütleb.
I feel terrible.
Ma tunnen väga halvast ennast.
Of course, if you serve Muhammad, you feel terrible.
Muidugi, kui sa siis teenid Muhammedi, siis sa tunned ennast halvasti.
Muhammad and Allah is the devil.
Muhammed ja Allah on saatan.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
Are you sure?
Oled kindel?
I'm 100% sure.
Ma olen 100% kindel.
Because Allah says, I am the deceiver.
Allah ütleb, mina olen petis, ma olen petja.
And my God is not the deceiver.
Ja minu Jumal ei ole petja.
My God doesn't lie.
Minu Jumal ei peta.
And he's the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Ta on Isaki ja Abrahami ja Jakobi Jumal.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
So then.
Nii.
She comes up.
Ta tuleb üles.
She gives her life to Jesus.
Ta annab oma elu Jeesusele.
It's full of joy.
Täis rõõmu.
Oh, she's so happy.
Oh, nii rõõmus.
I'm free.
Ma olen vaba.
Gives me a hug.
Kallistab mind.
Then she's really free, right?
Ta on siis tõesti vaba.
And she's crying. Because her sins are gone.
Sest ta patud on ära võetud.
The next day.
Järgmine päev.
She comes with the cousin.
Ta tuleb oma siis sugulasega.
And the cousin has arthritis in the whole body.
Sugulasel on siis haigus üle kogu oma keha.
It's so severe that every 14 days she has to go to the hospital.
See on nii hull, et iga 14 päeva tagant ta peab siis haiglas käima.
So much pain.
Nii palju valu.
And I'm praying for somebody.
Siis ma palvetan siis kellegi ees seal.
And the Lord says, go to her.
Ja Jumal ütleb, mine tema juurde.
I say, hello.
Siis ma ütlen, tere.
What's your problem?
Mis on sinu probleem?
She says, I have arthritis.
Siis ta ütleb, et mul on see arthrit.
I said, say thank you, Jesus.
Ja siis ma ütlen, ütle tänu Jeesus.
She was free.
Siis ta on vaba.
She said, what
have
you done?
Mida sa tegid?
What did you do?
Mida sa tegid?
I said I didn't do anything.
Ma ei teinud midagi.
You prayed to Jesus, Jesus healed you.
Sa palvetasid Jeesuse poole ja Jeesus terendas sind. Ta oli täielikult šokeeritud
sellest. Next day the daughter was saved.
Järgmine päev siis tütar sai päästetud.
And some people think.
Ja mõned inimesed mõtlevad.
When we have all the manifestations.
Kui meil on kõik siis need ilmingud seal.
When the demons are screaming.
Kui demonid karjuvad.
People get afraid.
Siis inimesed hakkavad kartma.
They don't get afraid.
Nad ei hakka kartma.
They just see the kingdom of God.
Nad lihtsalt näevad Jumala riiki.
Just like in Jesus' time.
Just nagu Jeesus ajal.
The devil scream.
Saatanad karjuvad.
People got healed.
Inimesed saavad terveks.
People were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Inimesed saavad täis püha vaimu.
This is church.
See on kogudus, see on kirik.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
This is church, right?
See on kogudus.
Now, so in the same meeting.
Siis sellel samal koosolekul.
A black lady.
Üks tume või must naine.
She had a growth on the nerve.
Tal oli siis närvi peal seljas siuke muhkus.
She couldn't walk.
Ta ei saanud korralikult käia.
They couldn't operate.
Nad ei saanud opereerida.
But one little touch of Jesus.
Aga üks väike puudutus Jeesuselt.
She was totally healed.
Ja ta sai täielikult terveks.
Next day the daughter came that was backslider.
Järgmine päev tütar tuli siis, kes on siis Kristuse tagasi lange.
She had been in a car accident.
Ta on olnud autoõnnetuses.
And her knee was destroyed.
Ja ta põlv oli hävinenud selles.
And she said, thank you, Jesus.
Ja ta ütles, tänu Jeesus.
And she was healed.
Ja ta sai terveks.
And she said, "What have you done?"
Küsis, mida sa oled teinud?
"I have done nothing."
Ma ei ole midagi teinud.
Jesus did it 2000 years ago.
Jeesus tegi seda 2000 aastat tagasi.
They just released their faith.
Nad lihtsalt vabastasid selle usu.
Now, so this was a couple of weeks ago.
See oli siis mõni nädal tagasi.
Now let's go to Mark 5.
Läheme Markuse 5.
25.
25.
Now remember this.
Jätame
anything
meelde.
In your life?
Ükskõik, mis su elus?
That kills and destroy in your life.
Mis tapab ja hävitab su elus?
You can be free from.
Selles sa saad vabaks saada.
That's why Jesus died.
Seepärast Jeesus suri.
To take away your sins.
Võtta ära sinu patud.
Your sicknesses.
Sinu haigused.
Your curses.
Sinu needused.
He came to redeem humanity.
Ta tuli, et lunastada inimkond.
Right? That is God's will.
See on Jumala tahe.
Now I know there's been different teachings, but I tell you something.
Ma tean, et on erinevad õpetused, aga ma räägin teile midagi.
You can very easily base your faith on God's will.
Sa võid väga lihtsalt oma usu rajada Jeesuse tahtele.
When you focus on the cross.
Kui sa fokuseerid ristile.
When you understand.
Kui sa saad aru.
I am redeemed.
Ma olen lunastatud.
From every curse.
Igast needusest.
Now let's go to Mark 5:25.
Läheme Markuse 5:25.
It says here, there was a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years.
Ja üks naine, kes oli olnud 12 aastat veritõves.
She had suffered many things from many physicians.
Ning palju saanud kannatada arstide käest.
She spent all that she had.
Ja ära kulundatud kõik, mis tal oli.
But she was no better.
Ega olnud saanud mingit abi.
Right, that's like where many of us. But rather
nagu
she grew worse.
Vaid pigem oli ta tõbi läinud halvemaks.
When she heard about Jesus, he came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment.
Olles kuulnud lugusid Jeesusest, läks rahva hulga seas ta selja taha ja puudutas tema kuube.
For she said,
sest ta ütles,
if I only may touch his clothes,
kui ma saaksin tema kuubegi puudutada,
I will be made well.
Siis ma paraneksin.
So she heard about Jesus.
Siis ta kuulis Jeesusest.
She hears now Jesus is walking right here.
Ta kuulis, et Jeesus jalutab praegu siin samas.
She says to herself,
ta ütleb ise endale,
if I touch Jesus,
kui ma puudutan Jeesust,
I'm healed.
Olen ma terve.
Right? It was all her faith.
See on puhast tema usk ainult.
It was all her faith.
Ainult tema usk.
She made up her mind.
Ta siis pani oma mõistuse sellele.
You must make up your mind.
Sa pead saama kindla veendumus oma mõistuse.
You have to be fed up with your problem.
Sa pead saama lahenduse oma probleemile.
No matter what it is.
Ükskõik mis see on.
Because the Lord has deliverance for you.
Sest Jumalal on lahendus sinu jaoks.
Right, you cannot heal yourself.
Sa ei saa ise ennast tervendada.
But you can release your faith that God gave you.
Aga sa saad vabastada enda usu, mis Jumal sulle andis.
Jesus says,
sest Jeesus ütles,
I am the author and the finisher of your faith.
Et mina olen sinu usu autor ja ka selle lõpetaja.
He is your faith.
Tema on sinu usk.
And he lives in you.
Ja ta elab sinus.
If you are saved, right?
Kui sa oled päästetud.
Then it says.
Siis ütleb.
Yeah, it says here. Immediately the fountain of blood was dried up.
Ja kohe kuivas ta verelete.
She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction.
Ja ta tundis oma ihus, et ta oli paranenud.
Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around the crowd and said, who touched my clothes.
Ja Jeesus tundes endamisi, et vägi oli temast välja läinud, pööras kohe rahva hulga seas ümber ja küsis, kes puudutas mu rõivaid?
The disciples said, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me?
Ja ta jüngrid ütlesid talle, sa näed, et rahva hulk su ümber tungleb ja sa küsid veel, kes puudutas mind?
He looked around to see who had done this thing, but the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.
Ent Jeesus vaatas ringi, et näha, kes seda oli teinud. Aga naine, kes teadis, mis talle oli sündinud, tuli karates ja värisedes ning langes Jeesus ette ja rääkis talle kogu tõe. Jeesus lausus aga talle, tütar, sinu usk on su päästnud. Mine rahuga ja ole terve oma vaevast.
Now, we don't see Jesus.
Me ei näe Jeesust.
Some do sometimes.
Mõned mõnikord näevad.
But we still have to believe what he says.
Aga me peame siiski uskuma, mida ta ütles.
This is how we touch him now.
See on see, kuidas me teda praegu puudutame.
Because the presence of the Holy Spirit,
sest pühavaimu ligialu,
is upon all flesh.
On kogu liha peal.
Right? Day of Pentecost.
Neli pühipäeval.
The Spirit of the Lord came upon all flesh.
Jumala vaim tuli kogu liha peale.
Anybody can touch Jesus all the time.
Iga üks saab katsuda Jeesust igal ajal.
You can get saved anytime.
Sa võid saada päästetud igal ajal.
Anytime.
Sa võid saada täis igal ajal.
Let's go to Mark 11.
Lähme Markuse 11.
So now when we receive from God now.
Kui me nüüd Jumala käest midagi saame.
We do it by releasing our faith.
Siis me teeme seda siis vabastades oma usu.
In what God says.
Sellesse siis, mis Jumal ütles.
We have to make up our mind.
Me peame siis saama kindla veendumus oma mõistuses.
Let's say we have a weakness in our body.
Et ütleme, et meil on mingi siis asi meie kehas, mingi raskus.
I mean, when you are young.
Kui sa oled noor.
I didn't have any problem.
Siis pole mul ühtegi probleemi.
It was very easy to believe in divine healing.
Väga lihtne oli uskuda siis jumaliku tervenimisse.
I never had a pain, nothing.
Mul ei olnud valusega midagi.
But then I got older.
Siis ma sain vanemaks.
And so suddenly there were some symptoms.
Nii siis olid ka tulid mõned sümptomid.
And I had to believe.
Ja ma pidin hakkama uskuma.
That Jesus has redeemed me from all sickness.
Et Jeesus on mind vabaks teinud kogu haigusest.
Right? So I have a problem.
Mul on probleem.
It doesn't matter if it's physical.
Vahet ei ole, kas see on füüsiline.
Emotional.
Emotsionaalne.
Financial.
Finantsiline.
All these things.
Kõik need asjad.
Have been redeemed.
Kõik on
you
makstud.
You are redeemed.
Sina oled lunastatud.
You are joint heir with Christ.
Sa oled Kristuse kaaspärija.
As Jesus is.
Nagu Jeesus on.
You are.
Oled ka sina.
And Jesus is not sick.
Ja Jeesus ei ole haige.
So I have to believe, right?
Et ma pean uskuma siis.
Let's go to verse 24.
Lähme salm 24.
Therefore I say to you.
Siis seepärast ma ütlen teile.
Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask.
Kõike, mida te iganes palves palute.
When you pray.
Kui te paletate.
Believe.
Uskuge.
That you receive.
Et te olete saanud.
Therefore I say to you.
Seepärast ma ütlen teile.
Whatever thing you ask God.
Et mida te Jumalalt palute.
When you pray.
Kui te palvetate.
Believe.
Siis uskuge.
That you receive.
Et te saate.
Trust.
Usaldus.
Trust that God will do what he says.
Usalda, et Jumal teeb seda, mis ta on öelnud.
Right, this is faith.
See on usk.
It's trust.
See on usaldus.
God said it.
Jumal ütles.
I believe it.
Mina usun.
I thank you, Lord.
Ma tänan sind, Jumal.
This is happening in my life.
See juhtub minu elus.
I'm expecting.
Ma ootan, ma olen ootustäis.
I expect, right?
Mul on ootus.
I want to. Totally free.
Ma tahan olla täielikult vaba.
In every area of my life.
Igas eluvaldkonnas.
Now let's go to, I won't preach too long today because we have tomorrow also.
Ma ei räägi siis täna liiga kaua, et meil on homme ka.
But I want to help you.
Aga ma tahan teid aidata.
Because when you receive.
Kui sa võtad vastu.
Okay, I will stop with this. Let's go to Mark 11 again. Mark 11.
Lähme Markus 11 korra veel.
Now when you receive.
Kui sa võtad midagi vastu.
When you receive prayer. Right?
Kui sa võtad palve vastu.
What do you do?
Mida sa teed?
You thank God.
Sa tänad Jumalat.
That healing is working in you.
Et tervenemine on toimimas sinu sees.
You're not saying I hope I got healed.
Sa ei ütle, et ma loodan, et ma sain terveks.
You're expecting. It's like
sa ootad, see on ootus.
If you buy on the internet.
Et samamoodi nagu kui sa ostad internetis.
You buy on Amazon.
Sa ostad näiteks Amazonist midagi.
A book.
Näiteks raamatu.
You click in.
Sa siis klõbistad selle sisse.
You see a nice book you want.
Näed ühte head raamatu, mida sa tahad.
And you order the book.
Ja siis sa teed tellimuse.
What do you do after the order?
Mida sa teed siis pärast seda tellimust?
You expect.
Sa ootad
the book to come.
Et see raamat tuleks.
Right? You're not thinking oh the book doesn't come.
Sa ei mõtle, et oh see raamat ei tule kindlasti.
When you pray.
Kui sa palvetad.
You believe.
Siis sa usud.
That healing works in you.
Et tervenemine töötab sinus.
Because it's working in you.
See töötab sinu sees.
I mean, think about it. God is your healer.
Mõtle selle peale, et Jumal on sinu tervendaja.
Jehovah Rapha.
Jehovah Rapha.
He's healing you all the time.
Ta tervendab sind kogu aeg.
Okay, so I have something in my body.
Et mul, kui mul on midagi mu kehas.
Then I have to I don't want this in my body.
Siis ma ei taha seda oma kehasse.
I fight it.
Ma võitlen selle vastu.
My faith.
Oma usuga.
Say thank you Jesus.
Ma tänu Jeesus.
By your stripes.
Sinu vermete läbi.
I am healed.
Olen ma terve.
Thank you Jesus.
Tänu Jeesus.
Okay. So it says here.
Nüüd, siin siis ütleb.
22
sall.
Have faith in God.
Olgu teil usku Jumalasse.
Now have faith in who?
Olgu teil usku kellesse?
In the preacher?
Jutlustajasse?
No, in God.
Ei, right. Jumalasse.
Have faith in God.
Olgu sul usku Jumalasse.
Have faith in what he says.
Olgu sul usku sellesse, mis ta
Believe
ütleb.
Believe what he says.
Usu, mis ta ütleb.
By the stripes of Jesus.
Et Jeesuse vermete läbi.
You are healed.
Oled sa terveks
By
saanud.
The stripes of Jesus.
Jeesuse vermete läbi.
You are healed.
Oled sa terveks saanud.
By the stripes of Jesus.
Jeesuse vermete
you
läbi.
You are healed.
Oled sa terveks saanud.
Believe that, right?
Usu seda.
Then it says, for surely I say to you,
siis ütleb, Tõesti, ma ütlen teile,
Whoever says to this mountain,
kes iganes ütleb tollele mäele,
be there removed,
kerki ja kukuta end merre,
and cast into the sea,
kukuta end merre,
does not doubt in his heart,
ega kõhkle oma südames,
but believe those things he says,
vaid usub, et see, mis ta räägib,
it will be done whatever he says.
Siis see sünnib talle.
Did you read it? Read it again.
Strong.
Read it strong again. For surely I say to you.
Ja, tõesti, ma ütlen teile, kes iganes ütleb tollele mäele, kerki ja kukuta end merre, ega kõhkle oma südames, vaid usub, et see, mis ta räägib, sünnib, siis see saabki talle.
Right? What does God say?
Mida Jumal ütleb?
Speak to your problem.
Räägi oma probleemile.
So you have an issue in your body?
Et sul on siis probleem oma kehas.
The issue is speaking to you.
Siis see probleem räägib sinule.
And then you say, no!
Siis ei.
I don't believe that.
Ma ei usu seda.
I'm receiving healing.
Ma võtan vastu tervenemise.
By the stripes of Jesus.
Jeesuse vermete läbi.
I am healed.
Olen ma terve.
My body functions 100%.
Minu keha töötab 100%.
I speak this to my life every day.
Ma räägin seda oma ellu iga päev.
Every morning I start like that.
Iga hommik ma alustan nii.
I speak divine healing in every area of my life.
Ma räägin jumaliku tervenemise igasse elu valdkonda.
I take God's medicine.
Võtan Jumala meditsiini.
Every morning.
Iga hommik.
It's very good.
See on väga hea.
You don't get sicker when you do it, you get better.
Sa ei saa haigemaks, kui seda teed, sa saad paremaks.
But we get what we say, right?
Aga me ütleme, või me saame seda, mis me ütleme.
The Bible says so.
See Piibel ütleb nii.
So we have to hook up with God.
Et me peame siis Jumalaga
samal
lainele saama.
Since Jesus is our faith.
Kuna Jeesus on meie usk.
Hook up to his faith.
Siis võtame tema usu endale.
Speak what he says.
Räägime seda, mis tema räägib.
Thank God for what he says.
Täname Jumala sellest, mis tema teeb. Räägib.
Whenever you stand praying,
verse
25.
Kui te olete palvetamas,
if you have anything against anyone,
ja teil on midagi kellegi vastu,
forgive him,
siis antke tal andeks,
that your Father in heaven will also forgive your trespasses.
Et ka teie isa taevas annaks teile andeks teie eksimused.
But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Aga kui te ei anna andeks, siis ei anna ka teie isa, kes on taevas teie eksimused neile andeks.
Now listen, this is very important.
Et kuulake, see on väga oluline.
When we live by faith,
kui me usume, elame usu läbi,
we have to forgive.
Siis me peame andeks andma.
Ourselves.
Endale.
And others.
Ja ka teistele.
And most people, they are bound because they don't want to forgive.
Enamus inimesi on siis maha surutud, sest nad ei taha andeks anda.
The Bible says very clearly.
Piibel ütleb väga selgelt.
If you don't forgive,
kui sa ei anna andeks.
You open the door for the devil to attack you.
Sa annad, avad selle ukse saatanale, et ta saab rünnata sind.
Right, so many people they are bitter.
Paljud inimesed on kibedad.
Somebody hurt them.
Keegi tegi neil haiget.
They have been abused.
Neid on väär koheldud.
They don't want to forgive.
Nad ei taha andeks anda.
But you must forgive.
Aga sa pead andeks
because
andma.
Because Jesus forgave you.
Sest Jeesus andis sulle andma.
You must forgive.
Sa pead andeks andma.
And then we can pray.
Ja siis me võime palvetada.
Jesus says, go to your brother, reconcile yourself with your brother.
Sest Jeesus ütleb, et mine oma venna juurde, tee korda see suhe tee vahel.
Now, so, I'll share one testimony.
Ma räägin ühest tunnistuse.
I had a sickness attacking my lungs for many many years.
Mul oli siis haigus ründamas minu kopsusid mitu aastat.
And it was getting worse and worse.
Ja see muutus aina halvemaks ja halvemaks.
It was my father died of this.
Minu isa suri sellesse.
And so was generation curse.
Eks siis see on nagu siuke põlvkondlik needus.
And so in the beginning I didn't care, right?
Alguses mind väga huvitanud see teema.
No, I can live with that, no problem.
No ma võin sellega elada, et noh, pole probleemi.
It was disturbing me a little bit, but not very much.
See natuke häiris mind, aga mitte noh, väga palju.
But suddenly it was getting very bad.
Aga siis äkitselt hakkas saama väga halvaks minema.
And it became chronic sickness.
Ja see muutus krooniliseks haiguseks.
When they gave me the medicine,
kui nad andsid mulle selle ravimi,
the medicine healed me and made me sick. At the same time.
See siis ravim tervendas mind ja tegi mind haigeks sama aegselt.
That's bad news, right?
See ei ole väga hea uudis.
So I get medicine.
Ma saan ravimi.
I feel better.
Ma tunnen paremini ennast.
But then I get sick some other place.
Aga siis ma kuskil mujal saan lähen haigemaks.
So I took the medicine, throw it away.
Ma siis viskasin selle ravimi minema.
So I said, I'm gonna trust God.
Ma usaldan Jumalat.
I mean, I don't want to get sick with another sickness.
Ma ei taha mingi teise haiguse haigeks jääda teises kohast.
But this is me, it's not you.
Aga see olen mina, mitte sina.
And I was so sick, you know, I was in Mexico preaching, I saw outstanding miracles, you can't even imagine.
Ma olin nii haige, aga ma olin siis Mehikos kuulutamas ja ma nägin väga suuri imesi juhtumas siis.
So thousands of people saved.
Tuhanded inimesed said päästetud.
It was wonderful.
See oli väga imeline.
But I was laying in the bed, freezing of fever.
Aga mina lamasin siis voodis. Mul oli palavik ja mul olid paljud siis haigus oli mul.
But I was still preaching the gospel.
Aga ma ikkagi kuulutasin evangeliumi.
Because the gospel is still the same.
Sest evangelium on ikka sama.
I was not trying to say explain why I was not healed, right?
Ma ei proovinud siis seda tõlgendada või öelda, miks mina ei saanud terveks.
There's nothing wrong with God.
Välja mõelda seda põhjust, et miks mina ei saanud terveks, sest Jumalal ei ole mingi probleemi. Ma pidin vaatama endasse.
I went to Italy.
Siis ma läksin Itaaliasse.
And I can never lay sick, right? I'm a preacher, so I can never be sick.
Ma ei saa olla kunagi haige, sest ma olen jutlustaja ja ma pean rändama.
I'm never sick, even if I'm sick.
Ma ei ole kunagi haige, isegi kui ma olen haige.
I still have to preach.
Siis ma pean ikka jutlustama.
So I can't say, okay, I feel sick.
Ma ei saa ütelda, et oh, ma tunnen seda halvasti.
So I went to Italy.
Siis ma läksin Itaaliasse.
And I'm preaching.
Siis ma kuulutan selle evangeliumi.
And I'm so sick.
Ja ma olen nii haige.
And I'm just screaming, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed.
Ja ma
yeah!
olen Jeesuse Kristuse vermete läbi, ma olen terve.
And I felt like I felt half dead right
ja ma olen sinnes pool surnuna seal.
And then this old lady comes.
Siis tuleb üks vanna naine.
Catholic lady.
Katoliku naine.
I can't breathe.
Ma ei tohi katta.
And I start laughing.
Ja ma hakkasin naerma.
I said, I can't breathe either.
So ma ka ei saa naerda. Või ma ei saa ka hingata.
So, and I just lift my hands.
Siis ma tõssin oma käe.
In Jesus name.
Jeesus nimel.
Healed. She was healed instantly.
Ta sai terveks koheselt.
And I went to bed sick. She was healed.
Tema sai terveks, mina läksin haigena voodisse.
She went to the hospital next day.
Ta läks järgmine päev siis haiglasse.
Two tumors disappeared.
Kaks kasvajat kadusid ära.
She was free.
Ta sai vabaks.
I said to God.
Ma ütlesin Jumalale.
If you say that I don't have faith, you lie.
Kui sa ütled, et minul ei ole usku, siis sina valetad.
And it's true.
Ja see on tõsi.
Because Jesus has given everybody a measure of faith.
Sest Jeesus on annud iga ühele usku.
Jesus is our faith.
Jeesus on meie usk.
He lives in you.
Ta elab sinu sees.
Now, we have to release our faith. How do I release
me peame selle vabaks laskma selle usu. Kuidas me seda teeme?
Jesus is our faith.
Sest Jeesus on meie usk.
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Me oleme püha vaimu tempel.
Of course, Jesus has faith that we walk in healing.
Kui Jeesus on usk, siis me kõnnime tervenimises, kui me olen Jeesus.
He is for us.
Sest tema on meie poolt.
Now listen careful to what I say, right?
Kuule siis hoolikalt, mis ma ütlen.
Because I've been praying for my problem for years.
Sest ma olin aastaid palvetanud oma probleemi pärast.
Nothing happened.
Mitte midagi juhtunud.
But I didn't get discouraged.
Aga ma ei saanud siis, see ei murdunud mind maha, ütleme nii, mu mõistust.
So, I remember a miracle that happened in Kuopio in Finland.
Kuopio Finland Soomes juhtus üks ime. Finland.
There was two young boys.
Oli kaks noort poissi.
And they were driven over by a car.
Ja neist sõitis auto üle.
And one of the boys was totally smashed by this car. All the bones were broken. He was dead.
Üks poiss siis täielikult lõmmastati auto poolt, kõik luud olid katki, ta oli surnud.
A preacher came from America and prayed for him.
Juudlustaja tuli siis Ameerikast ja palvetas ta eest.
And he saw the boy.
Ta nägi seda poissi.
And then God talked to him 2 years before that he would raise up.
Ja Jumal rääkis talle 2 aastat eelnevalt, et ta tõuseb üles.
And a simple prayer.
Lihtne palve.
The boy jumped up.
Poiss hüppas püsti.
Every bone healed.
Kõik luud terved.
Could you imagine in front of thousands of people?
Tuhanded inimesed ees.
It became a national wide miracle in Finland.
See sai riiklikuks suureks imeks Soomes.
Incredible.
Täiesti uskumatu.
Could you imagine?
Kas sa saad
I would have loved to be there that day, right?
Ma oleks tahtnud olla seal sellel päeval.
Then I was telling this story in Helsinki.
Nüüd ma rääkisin seda lugu Helsingis.
And an old man comes to me.
Ja vana mees tuleb mu juurde.
He says, I remember.
Ma mäletan.
I was a child at that time.
Ma olin sellel ajal laps.
A big truck drove over my leg. Every bone in my leg was smashed.
Suur rekka sõitis mu jalast üle. Kõik mu jala kondid olid katki.
I'm laying on the hospital.
Ma siis laman haiglas.
My mother comes with a little prayer cloth.
Mu ema tuleb siis väikse siis palverätikuga.
And then Jesus appears at the end of the end of the bed and I get a new leg.
Ja Jeesus siis ilmub mulle siis sinna voodi kõrvale ja ma saan endale uue jala.
Jesus is the same.
Jeesus on see sama.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Ta on see sama täna, eile ja igavesti.
So I was listening to this.
Ma siis kuulasin seda.
And then I heard a preaching.
Ja siis ma kuulsin ühte jutlustust.
That Jesus took every sickness.
Et Jeesus võttis iga haiguse.
That death, the devil, he has no power.
Ja saatanal ei ole mingit jõudu.
And I just screamed.
Ja ma lihtsalt karjusin.
My days of sickness is gone.
Minu haigus on kadunud.
I was healed.
Ja ma sain terveks.
Now, why didn't it work 20 years before?
Miks ei töötanud 20 aastat varem?
I have no idea.
Ma ei tea.
But I know that moment.
Aga ma tean, et sellel hetkel.
I could release my faith in Jesus.
Suudan ma oma siis usu vabastada Jeesuses.
And it's always like that.
Ja see on alati nii.
Whatever things you ask when you pray.
Et mis iganes sa palud.
Believe.
Siis usu, et sa seda saad.
You know, the hardest thing to do is only to believe.
Raskem asi, mis tean, on ainult uskuda.
It's so easy.
See on nii lihtne.
To rationalize things away.
Ratsionaalselt lihtsalt mõelda kuidagi asjad sirgeks.
So easy.
Nii lihtne.
That the brain steps in.
Et kui mõistus astub sisse.
The intellect.
See intellekt, mis meil on.
But you don't get healed through the intellect.
Aga sa ei saa terveks läbi selle intellekti.
You get healed like a little child who believes.
Vaid sa saad terveks, kui sa oled nagu väike laps, kes usub.
You understand?
Kas saad aru?
So sometimes it's right away.
Et mõnikord see on nagu koheselt.
Other times it's a process.
Mõnikord see on nagu protsess.
But you must make up your mind.
Kas sa pead omal kindla veendumuse saama?
I don't want this problem in my life.
Et ma ei taha seda probleemi oma ellu.
I have been redeemed.
Mind on lunastatud.
I want my freedom.
Ma tahan oma vabadust.
I want it now.
Ma tahan seda praegu.
Because Jesus paid the price.
Sest Jeesus maksis hinna.
And he's the same.
Ja ta on see sama.
Yesterday, today and forever.
Eile, täna ja igavesti.
I want my freedom.
Ma tahan oma vabadust.
Have freedom, all freedom.
Mitte poolikut vabadust, vaid kogu vabadust.
All freedom.
Kogu vabadust.
This is the will of God.
See on Jumala tahe.
The will of God.
Jumala tahe.
Is really that everybody should be healed.
On see, et tegelikult, et kõik saaksid terveks.
Everybody should be saved.
Kõik saaksid päästetud.
Everybody should be delivered.
Kõik saaksid vabaks.
Everybody should be blessed.
Kõik saaksid õnnistatud.
That is the perfect will of God.
See on Jumala täiuslik tahe.
Because God is a good God.
Sest Jumal on hea Jumal.
There is no evil in God.
Ei ole mingit kurjust Jumalas.
Say amen.
Ütle amen.
His will is everybody should go to heaven.
Ta tahen, et kõik tuleksid taevasse.
I mean, if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, we go to hell, right?
Kui me ei usu Jeesus Kristus, me oleme põrguse.
I know some people try to say, no, hell doesn't exist.
No, ma tean, et mõned proovid ütleda, et ei, põrgut ei ole ju olemas.
I have friends that said, oh, I don't believe in hell.
Mul on sõpru, kus ütlevad, ah, ei ole põrgut olemas.
I said, you see when you die, because you're gonna go there.
Siis ma ütlen, et küll sa näed, kui sa suret, sa lähed sinna.
Hell is very real, right?
See põrgu on
hell
päriselt
is
olemas.
Real, right?
Põrgu on olemas.
I mean, this is very serious.
Sest see on väga oluline.
Who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
Kes ei usu Jeesus Kristust.
They will burn in hell.
Nad põlevad põrgus.
That's why we're called to preach the gospel.
See pärast on meid kutsutud, et evangeeliumi kuulutada.
We want everybody saved.
Me tahame, et kõik saaks päästetud.
Right? Very serious.
See on väga tõsine.
Father in Jesus' name.
Isa Jeesus nimel.
We thank you, Lord.
Me täname sind, Isa.
That even when we talk these serious things.
Et isegi kui me räägime neist tähtsatest asjadest.
We know you're a good God.
Me teame, et sa oled hea Jumal.
You paid the perfect price on Calvary.
Ja sa maksid täiuslikku hinna sel risti puhul.
And you said whoever believes.
Ja sa ütled, kes iganes usub.
We believe.
Ja me usume.
Whoever believes.
Kes iganes usub.
They will be saved.
Siis nad saavad päästetud.
Healed.
Tervendatud.
Delivered.
Vabastatud.
I thank you, Jesus.
Ma tänan sind, Jeesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tänan sind, Jeesus.
That you will manifest.
Et sa ilmutad.
Your word.
Oma sõna.
With signs and wonders.
Koos siis imedega.
In Jesus name.
Jeesu nimel.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Tänan sind, Jeesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. So we're going to start to pray for the sick, but first.
Me hakkame haigetes palvetama, aga ennem.
If you are here.
Kui sa oled siin.
And if you do not know Jesus Christ.
Kui sa ei tea Jeesus Kristust.
If you're not saved.
Kui sa ei ole päästetud.
Then I'll give you the opportunity to get saved.
Siis ma annan sulle võimaluse saada päästetud.
So I will say, who is saved? Put up your hands.
Ma ütlen, kes on päästetud, pange oma käsi. Püsti, üles.
Put up your hand if you're saved.
Pane oma käsi üles, kui sa oled päästetud.
Ah, it was a trick question, right?
See oli trikiga küsimus.
So if you do not know Jesus Christ,
kui sa ei tea Jeesus Kristust,
when we pray for the sick, you can also receive
Jesus
in your life.
Kui me palume haiget ees, sa võid ka vastu võtta Jeesuse.
Let's just stand up on our feet.
Lihtsalt tõuseme kõik püsti.
And let's all pray together.
Ja palvetame kõik koos.
Let's pray together.
Palvetame kõik koos.
Say thank you Jesus.
Tänu Jeesus.
No, let's pray wild, right?
Palvetame metsikult.
Thank you Jesus.
Tänu Jeesus.
Wild I said. Thank you Jesus.
Metsikult ma ütlesin tänu Jeesus. Ütle tänu Jeesus.
That you died for me.
Et sa surid mu eest.
On the cross.
Risti puhul.
You took my sins.
Sa võtsid mu patud.
You went to hell in my place.
Sa läksid põrgusse minu asemel.
You rose from the dead.
Sa tõusid surnust.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
You are my Lord.
Sa oled mu isand.
You live in my heart.
Sa elad mu südames.
I thank you Jesus.
Ma tänan sind, Jeesus.
You are my savior.
Sa oled minu päästja.
You are my deliverer.
Sa oled minu vabastaja.
I thank you Jesus.
Ma tänan sind Jeesus.
I receive my healing tonight.
Ma võtan oma tervenemise täna vastu.
Thank you Jesus.
Täna Jeesus.
You are Lord in my life.
Sa oled minu isand.
Thank you Jesus.
Tänu Jeesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we're going to start to pray for the sick.
Nüüd me hakkame haigete eest paluma.
And then we just come forward. I'll put some worship.
Ma panen ülistust.
I'll put some worship music on.
Ma panen ülistus lood peale.
And then we start to pray. We just relax.
Ja siis me hakkame valetama, et
oh, you can put it on there straight.